Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Luisa, the show that talks about domestic violence and domestic abuse. And now we are on the theme of talking about rebuilding self. And today, because we've already gone through the steps to how to rebuild self-esteem, on the last show I said today we will discuss, I'll give you the steps. So while you are getting your instruments ready to write down the information I'm going to give you, which is how to contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline, I want to say a few things. After I give you the phone number and the text number and the chat live number, I want to do a test call to call into the line, mainly because the last 5 minutes of the show, I'd like to devote 3 minutes of the time to have you call in and say whatever you want to say. No names are discussed. Don't give your name, phone number, age, nothing about yourself, except this is an opportunity to vent, to say what you want to say about being in an abusive relationship, what you have thought about yourself, what you think about the show. And I believe for now on, if the call goes through, if my test call goes through in the future, after I give the intro, I'm going to devote 4 to 5 minutes of the show at the beginning and maybe 2 to 3 minutes at the end. Again, two people can talk, one at the beginning, one at the end. So let me give you the National Domestic Violence Hotline phone number. That number is 800-799-7233. Once again, 800-799-7233. Online, thehotline.org. Thehotline.org. You may text 88788 with the words START, S-T-A-R-T. You may text 88788 with the word START, S-T-A-R-T. And now, I gave you the phone number once before to call in. That number is 563-999-3694. 563-999-3694. And I'll mention it again before I open the lines at the end. But now let me do a test call to make sure that okay, let's see. Hello, can you hear me? Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3. So I believe.
Testing, one, two, three.
Okay. So now we're going to go back to the show. Okay. So we are talking today about the process to heal, regaining self-esteem after abuse. So number one, this is the first thing you have to do, and we've already discussed this, but I'm trying to put everything in a sequential order. Do not blame yourself for being in an abusive relationship. You cannot blame yourself that this has happened to you. That's number one. Number two, accept that you were abused, or accept that you are in an abusive relationship. abusive relationship or accept that you are in an abusive relationship. Number three, restore your self-confidence. This is very important for you to rebuild your self-confidence in yourself, which is rebuilding your self-esteem. Because for so long, you have been subdued to be submissive, even have good thoughts about yourself. So we talked about this, I think, when we first started. What you need to do is list your positive qualities and your achievements. Go back to your past. Go back to what you've learned while being in the relationship that is positive and things that you have achieved, but that's positive achievement. Be more assertive when you speak your mind. Because one has been in an abusive relationship, and especially emotional, psychological, and a verbal abusive relationship, you, the person that you were prior to becoming abused, has been knocked down, flattened. Not a person that any longer speaks your mind. So now you're going to start being more assertive and saying things that need to be said. The next thing you're going to do, and as I was writing, going over the processes to write them down, I thought about myself coming from an abusive relationship. Speak what you think. For so long, I did not say what I wanted to say. And if you want to, you can jot down your reasons on the side right now why you did not say the things you wanted to say while you were in an abusive relationship. I didn't say what I wanted to say because I must have learned in the beginning of the abusive relationship that I did not know I was in. Whatever I had to say seemed as though it felt on deaf ears, or it was never answered, or it was never addressed, or it just fell to the floor, and something else was a response to what I said rather than the response that should have answered whatever I was saying. So speak what you think. Also, what you need to do is express your opinion. And so many times, when I expressed my opinion, they were knocked down. Five, do not criticize yourself. Do not say things about yourself without there being real evidence that it does actually exist. So do not say things about yourself that there is no evidence that it exist. You want to say things about yourself that's going to build you up, things that are going to make you feel bad about yourself. Okay? So that is what you are going to do. Once again, I want to give out the number for the domestic violence hotline, and that number is 800-799-7233. That is 800-799-7233. Also, text. That number is 88788. 88788. and you're going to text the word START. Then you may also go online, thehotline.org, thehotline.org. And as I was saying, you do not want to criticize yourself. When you catch yourself criticizing yourself, stop what you're doing and ask yourself if there's real evidence that supports these self-criticism. Most negative talk is completely, if you examine it through an objective lens. So you want to really look at the criticism that you give yourself. Is it valid? If you tell yourself you never do anything right, ask yourself if that's actually true. And I will say we all make mistakes in doing things, but if you are telling yourself you never, that's a fallacy for number one. If you're telling yourself you never do anything right, ask yourself, is that actually true? Okay, we have 2 minutes left. Well, really almost three. So at this time, you may call in to 563-999-3694 if you have anything you would like to say, anything you have on your mind that you feel that you need to vent. 563-999-3694. 563-999-3694. And on next week, we will continue. There's not that much left, though. We will continue talking about the process to heal, regaining self-esteem after abuse. And also, what we'd like you to know is there are many different kinds of abuse that we've already discussed in the beginning when we first started the broadcast. So you can receive abuse from your mother. You can be abused by your mother, by your father, by a sibling, not only your partner. You can be abused by your child, by your boss, by your best friend. So it's not just limited to being in an abusive relationship. So we have a minute and a half left. What I'm going to ask you to do is to please leave a comment about the broadcast, what you think can be changed, what can be added. Also, there's a link studio pay on that page where it says has the word follow. If you click on that, you will be alerted to the next show. I want to thank you very much for listening to the show. Pass the word on. I have by 1 minute left by doing the show. I have been healed in so many ways, and I continue to be healed as I do the research and present the information to others. So I want to thank you for listening, and may God continue to bless you. And please tune in on next week and spread the word that Dr. Louisa is out helping us regain our self-esteem after being in an abusive relationship. Have a great day.